It's been feeling like a battle more and more when I go outside. People bound and shackled down to a track called life. I'm wanting free. Freedom. I escaped to my imagination now just to get me by. Beginning by just to fall in lines like why would I had in mind. I'm wanting free. Till that constant learns to change, I'm gonna get away. I'm going wild for me. I'm going wild completely. When that sun comes up, I'm taking off. Gonna make the train jump its track. No more fighting for survival, no more taking another's path. Oh, I'm wanting free. Freedom. Till that constant. Chance, no time to do it again. So take your risk, I take your chance and break far from that plan and run free till that constant.
Brand new music from Diana Chittister. That track is called Freedom. And in studio with us right now. Actually, in studio. Hi, Diana.
Hey, it's good to be here and not on a phone.
He likes rubbing that in, you know.
But you have fun on the phone. We always get pictures of you doing the interview on the phone.
You are usually, welcome.
Usually like a dog in my lap or a cat or something. But yeah. No, I love being in the studio mostly because when I'm on the phone, I get your voices mixed up.
That's what everybody says. We sound alike. This is
like
Jason,
Eric,
by the way.
Congratulations. He's like, but this is Jason. Oh, Jason, man, I'm so happy for it. No, it's Eric.
Well, how you been? What
really
you been up
good.
To?
Everything's really good. I've been off for the winter recording a new album, and it's the first time that I did that where I actually stopped performing to just record, and I love that I did it, really do. Got to focus, got to meet some challenges, you know, and in the studio, and now it's here. Today we got the album sent to us, the performing starting back up, and we're both, Jessica's here with me tonight. We're both really excited.
Well, we're gonna get into the album and all about the album just a little bit. We should let people know, first of all, it's Jessica's birthday. Happy birthday, Jessica.
Hey. Thanks, guys.
And also, the reason you're here is because you're going to be releasing this album on Friday at the Beachland Tavern. What time is that going down?
Well, the doors are going to open at 7 o'clock, and so I'm hoping you'll all be there by 7 o'clock, and then the show will start at 8. This is a full band performance. So the, you know, the last record I did was solo, solo acoustic, and we took a very, very organic approach to making that recording. And this one, I have some great players on the record, and I have a great band that's gonna do this as it do these songs as they are presented on the record live.
And you've got a pretty great opening act as well.
Yes, Olivia. Yes, she is. She actually, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, she's working with the same producer / engineer that I worked with on the Paradox album. And she's going to open the show.
And you were mentioning some of the people that are on this album. Do you want to give any shout outs to anybody specifically?
Well, of course. Well, Matt Troja was the producer and the engineer that I worked with. He brought some great ideas. The best way I can describe it is he made me realize that everything is accessible in the music world. Any idea that you have can be brought to life. And so he unlocked a whole new world for me on that. I worked with Chris Hanna, which is a local player, putting some B3 on tunes. I've never done that before, and man, does it just change him. It's cool.
He's great.
Dave Shaw actually played some electric for me. I needed some lead electric guitar work done. Matt Troja did some slide as well on a couple tunes, but it was cool to have Dave come in and lay down some attitude. And then Joey Coach Hanna, he goes by Coach, but he's the percussionist that you hear on the record, and he has toured with Brandi Carlile, with Carrie Underwood, with Gavin DeGraw, and his resume is beautiful, and now he lives here in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, Lakewood. He's actually
awesome.
Almost my neighbor. Yeah. And then, of course, I have Daniel Lee, who used to play with Leah Liu and the Two Left Shoes, and he's laying down the bass on this. So good lineup of musicians playing, and then I'm singing and playing guitar.
Now this album is, I mean, it's been a work in process, you know. You put a lot into it, and just talking to you off the air, I mean, every song, there's six songs on here, but they all have a purpose. They all have, so you're going to do one here in studio for us. I don't know if you want to talk about this one coming up, or just the general, how you approach the album.
Well, this one took a little bit longer to write. I had written a very personal album, Find My Way Home, which I released just over 3 years ago. And I knew that it was time for a new record, but it was hard for me to find the voice for this record, because everything that I was writing felt like just a continuation of Find My Way Home. Until I wrote the song Freedom, which you just played, which is a song that's about pursuing your passion in life and breaking away from whatever it is that's making you feel enslaved to a life that's not of your choosing. Being a musician, I feel like I do that on the daily. You know, that's my whole mission in life is to go about life pursuing what it is that brings me the most happiness. And I have been doing that for almost 10 years now. But it was just a few years back that I hit kind of a crossroads where I got slightly pulled in another direction. I really love teaching. I love working in schools and working with students. And I started to run out of fuel as a musician. And I was really considering a major career shift. I was just finding a little more purpose in teaching, and a little more direction on top of that. So I got to a point where I was considering, I hate the word quitting, because I don't think, you know, that's the right word for it, but definitely shifting gears. And I started to write a song about that, which is what I'm about to play. It's a song called On My Own. And I started asking all kinds of questions about this music business, you know. Started questioning, at what point is brave honestly just crazy? <You know? laughs> when is hopeful naive? And when is it that you call it out that you might just be balancing over dreams, you know? And I struggled a lot with that. And that's what this next song, On My Own, is about. It's that contrast of when you are pursuing your own passion in life, sometimes that becomes the thing you're enslaved to.
Well, I'm ready to hear this. I don't know about you, but
yeah, moving mics around.
Thank you.
Let's begin where we start. It's on that line between your passion and trying to be something you're not meant to be. As you move on slowly, your clock ticks on. There's no time to stall and no way to turn it all around if you're wrong. But I can't deny it for too long. You know I'm trapped in it now. What I give is a lifetime and then some. As you sway side to side, now you're balancing over only dreams and wondering just how bold and can be. But I can't deny it for too long. You know I'm trapped in it now. What I give is a lifetime and then some. Still I'm hoping it all won't fall down. It won't crumble. I'm regretting now everything I gave and what I'm paying for when I said I can make it on my. If you choose wrong and bet it all, you might just learn how naive all that hope can be. But I can't deny it for too long. You know I'm trapped in it now. What I give is a lifetime and then some. Still I'm hoping it all won't fall down. It won't crumble. I'm regretting now everything I gave and what I'm paying for when I said I can make it on my own.
Diana Chittister live here on Neo Rocks on my own off of her new disc Paradox being released Friday at the Beachland.
Mm-hmm. That was a cool riff, by the way.
Thanks.
I was looking at your hands. Like every time I see you play live, I'm always there's always one song at least where I'm like, how did, what is she? Wait, what?
Oh, that's cool.
Then I go home and I'm like, I want to learn that.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a combination of finger picking and strumming, right? But even I slightly get intrigued by it because I strum the bottom half of the guitar, I finger pick the top half, and then I thump out the bass. So there have been a couple times, that even especially when I was trying to record it, where I'm like stumbling over stuff, and I'm like, I think there's a lot happening here, which is maybe why. But yeah, thanks for calculating that.
Do you find yourself videotaping yourself playing just to get it look right back to, wait, how did I do that?
I make myself slow it down. That's when I realized what's really happening. Because usually any time I'm writing something, or it always starts as you hear an idea, and then I try to not think about it and just make my hand move until what I think I'm hearing comes to be. And so then I have to work it in reverse and actually slow it down, figure out what I'm doing so that I remember it for the next time I want to play it.
So speaking of songs, you played, and we're going to talk more about Paradox here again. Mm-hmm. The release is going to be this Friday at the Beachland Tavern with Olivia Martinez opening up. You played VegFest on Saturday.
Yes.
And just a funny moment I just wanted to share with you. I played, I think, a couple hours before you. People were staring at me when I was tuning. I think it's because I was tuning. I don't know. It could be for other reasons. But I just got on the microphone. I said, folks, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't have any songs about vegetables. And there was a collective, oh, and then some people laughing. Do you have any songs about vegetables?
No. I have yet to write any songs about things like tomatoes.
Right.
But I will say, inside joke there. I will say, about 5 years ago, I was asked to play my first Veg Fest.
Right.
And I did write a song. It was on the last album, Find My Way Home. I have a song on there called Breathe Without Air. And I used to refer to it as the vegan song because I was a newly vegan activist, which, for listeners out there, means I don't eat any animal products. And I also don't think anybody else in the world should eat animal products. So I make a point to ruin everybody's meal with facts. That's what I do. And so in this particular song, I wrote a song about man versus nature, right? And that, and you follow this guy gets thrown off of a waterfall and has to learn how to breathe without air, which of course you can't, you know, which is the spin in the story that it's not, nature does not serve us, but rather it's a gift. And if we don't take care of it, then we will die.
That's deep. My goodness. I love it.
It sounds a lot cooler with the guitar. I mean, right? Self-explaining that. I'm like, what?
Well, I want to give you credit on this one. And because you actually asked about, you know, what if we were to come over to your place, what would you make for us? And you're taking in
as not a vegan or even a vegetarian, it's grilling. Mm-hmm. Like for those of us that don't.
What do you put on the
grill?
Yeah,
what do you put on the grill?
Is this thing on?
Yes,
hello, Jessica.
What's taking so long?
Just so rudely jump in and talk about food.
Did somebody say food?
This is kind of my topic. Can I suggest there's a fantastic vegan rib recipe that is only 8 ingredients. You mix a couple dry, a couple wet, and you bake it, and then you toss it on the grill for about 5 minutes on each side, and it's fantastic.
I'm getting the biggest kick out of your NPR voice. Can I just tell you that it is only 8 ingredients? And anyway, no. So we do. There's this wonderful stuff called seitan, which you probably saw a lot of.
Hail seitan, right.
Yeah, or kale seitan.
Kale seitan.
Seitan is a high protein flour. That's what it's made out of. And it takes on a meat texture. And when you mix it with wet ingredients like oils or
water,
and then you season it however you want it to be. And I think that was the coolest thing I realized when I switched to a plant-based diet, is that a lot of the associations we have with meats, like, you know, we think about chicken flavor and we think about what beef tastes like, but really those things taste like how we season them. So poultry seasoning is it's a bunch of herbs that make things
sage, thyme, a little bit of lemon.
so
beef
a lot
can
of
easily
times whenever you
cumin.
Are yeah recreating a recipe, you can easily grill things that will at least take care of the same.
Thank you. That's helpful.
And if people have a question Friday at the Beachland when they're seeing Diana Chittister and her new album Paradox being released with Olivia Martinez opening up, see, I put all that together.
That was great.
Can they ask you questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you seem pretty open about all that.
I'll talk. You know. Yeah.
Okay.
I told you, I have a vegan agenda.
You're totally right. She did have the NPR voice, too.
Yeah, I know you did. The Beachland has vegan options on their menu, which I love about them.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But you're gonna play another song for us. What's the next one you're doing?
On the album.
We're gonna wrap up off of the album.
Okay.
Were there any other big pieces that we haven't hit on yet?
Well, there are some really cool things coming up this summer that I am excited about. I mean, of course, the release show is the biggest one. And again, that's May 11th. But I'm going to be on tour with Chris Trapper, who's an amazing songwriter, at the end of the end of June. We're going to hit a couple cities outside.
Columbus, Michigan.
There you go.
Back to Cleveland.
And also later this summer, I have an opportunity to open for Joan Osborne and Lisa Loeb when they are at Kane Park.
That's awesome.
Really looking forward to those. Both of those are exciting.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Where can people go to find the disc?
Best place to go is my website, which is Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Chittister, CHITTESTER.com. There's very my cool. NPR.
Well, thank you so much for being in studio with
thank
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've got the title track from the disc coming up right now.
Yeah.
And again, thank you so much for being in studio. Here's Diana Chichester and Paradox on Near Rocks.
From a path I travel through, a journey, a called life, and I shared with you. Love was leading us, no matter how young. When we got lost, we left out ever after behind. And all that I need to know is where.